All right. Listen, we know we missed last week, but we had a good reason, okay? We had other things that we needed to take care of, and so we took care of them, and so we weren't here to do the report. But look at the bright side. Here we are. It's January the 13th, 2024. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning. It's cloudy and chilly and blustery out there, and we are here to do the place-by-place fishing report just for you. I'm, of course, Captain Josh Olive, and I am the type boy here for the fishing report, which is given by Mr. Robert Lukowitz, who is sitting next to me and has not said anything yet because I haven't stopped talking long enough for him to do so. But I'm going to shut up now, and let's get this thing started. Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What do you got, Wobbit?
Got nothing.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
It's going to be a lot of that on this one.
Why is that, Robert?
Oh, nothing to do with the cold weather, the rainy weather, and the windy weather.
So
and all three at the same time on some days.
What you're saying is chill and rain and wind have conspired to keep people off the water, and therefore they have not been giving you fishing reports?
Very few.
Does that mean that the fish aren't there?
No, the fish are there.
Does that mean that they're not going to eat anything because it's chilly and windy and rainy?
No, they're still going to eat.
Because they have to. But
it's just what it is.
In some cases, you're going to have to find your own fish. We apologize for that, but hey, we're doing the best we can here, people. Moving on to the next spot, the Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges.
Nothing.
Okay, the 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park.
A couple of small trout. Some mangrove snapper. A couple juvenile black drum. What else did that other guy get? He got a couple small sheep's head. And that is it. Got no snook, no juvie tarpon, no nothing else.
That's a bummer.
Right.
Yeah, and they look like green tickets, too.
Okay.
Yep, 507, that's one of them.
Oops, that's not how you spell sheep's head. Oops, that's not how you spell black. What am I doing?
I don't know. Jeez. Getting all discombobulated.
I guess. Okay. Of course, that chatter in the background is because we are in the very busy world headquarters of Fish and Franks. And there's activity going on because people are here to pick up rods and buy stuff. So you're just going to have to deal with that, too. So the Lashley Pier is still closed.
Yes.
I'm expanding that spot now because we have no idea how long the Lashley Pier is going to be closed to include the neighboring seawall.
Okay.
So Lashley Pier and seawall, have we heard anything from this area?
A couple small mangrove snapper. That's about it. Nothing really exciting.
Okay. I think the problem is that this keyboard is getting funky.
Is it?
I think so. Hold on. Let's try this. Okay.
Stuff come out?
A little bit. Let's see if she types any better now. All right, the Bayshore Pier.
I got no report.
Okay, the Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Let's see, a couple of small trout, a couple of small snook, and a handful of mangrove snapper, mostly small.
I'm hearing the word small a lot here.
It's genetics. It happens.
Okay. Snooks. And the primary fishing method here for the upper part of the harbor has been?
Shrimp. Shrimp on the bottom.
Live, dead?
Both, but mostly live.
Okay. Fish it on a jig head, fish it on a tourist rig with a wire leader. How are you going to fish it?
Jig head or a split shot or no weight at all.
No weight at all.
Which is my more favorite way to do it.
Okay.
Forces me to work it slower because the fish are not exactly super aggressive.
Which is largely a consequence of the temperature.
Yeah, water temp is 60 degrees and cooler depending on the canal or flat that you're on.
Slowing it all down.
Yep.
All right, that brings us to the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Small mangrove snapper, couple of black drum, a few sheep's head, and a couple of very small snook. Nothing super exciting.
Very small.
Yes.
Redfish?
And I can't even get him to cooperate in the backyard. She can't hook a snook back there for like 6 days now. Although she's only probably fished 3 or 4 of those 6 days.
Redfish?
Nothing.
No redfish?
Nope.
Okay. Just asking.
Nope.
I have to bite my head off.
I think a lot more people are going to start fishing that, though, this week, so I'll probably get some better reports because the weather's not going to be conducive for going out in the open parts of the harbor, and that's where I would be personally fishing.
Yep. I agree. The Elder Bean Pier.
A couple of small sheep's head, and I mean only a couple. Mangrove snapper, a couple black drum, a couple of snook. And that's it. Has not been gangbusters there at all. I mean, I understand Ian changed it a little bit, but it seems like we were on a decline with that for the last couple of years, even before that.
We sure have been, especially when it comes to sheep's head.
Oh, big time.
But that's really been the upper harbor as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Alligator Creek Reef and the way that used to be a pretty consistent sheep's head fishing spot, and now, we'll see when we get there.
What happened?
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Some trout in the Myakka cutoff, a couple of small snook, and a couple of redfish in the cutoff. And that is it. But it's been really, really shallow, so you got to watch your tides going in there because you do not want to get stuck in the cutoff. There's some squishy areas where you're not getting out and pushing the boat off.
At least it's not as buggy this time of year.
This is true. But still, having to sit there for a while, not much fun.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you're even in a spot usually where you can't fish very well.
So, ideally, go in on a rising tide,
and
then as that tide turns and starts to leave, you do too.
Yes.
Of course, if you know the area well, then you can certainly fish a portion of the outgoing tide, which... Honestly, if we're fishing mangroves, I like the outgoing tides a lot better. You just have to make sure that you don't get so excited about the fishing action that you forget, hey, the water's disappearing. So
right.
I need to pretty soon also. South Gulf Cove canals?
Some tilapia and Mayan cichlids. That is it. Nothing else spectacular.
Okay.
But there have been a lot of people grocery shopping for them lately.
So maybe enough for a fish fry?
Yeah. For the whole neighborhood.
Well, if you're having a fish fry for the whole neighborhood, then that's what Publix is for. Yep. The West Wall.
Exactly. West Wall, it's been a few small redfish, a lot of little snook, and a handful of trout on the outside edge of the bar. Guy caught a couple really big ladyfish there the other day, too. While fishing for the trout.
Okay. Would you say that this is a good spot to be?
It's an okay spot to be.
That's the
first. I don't think anything's been good.
It's the first time I've heard you say lots of, so.
Well.
Just figured I'd ask.
It's better than some of the other spots, but.
Did our method change here at all? Still shrimp?
Still shrimp. Shrimp is definitely the key right now.
Okay. Cape Hayes Bar.
Just a couple of bonnet heads. And those weren't even caught. They were just physically seen cruising around.
Okay. Turtle and Bull Bay.
A lot of miscellaneous little snook. A few rat reds. And some sheep's head. And then some better trout. The better trout have been more inside bowl than turtle, and then also out in front of bowl. Very wishy-washy winky reports.
Right?
They are. It's like one guy here, one guy there, two guys here, one guy there. You know, it's hard to get excited about that when you're so few reports, and it's hard to put the puzzle together because it's like when it's busier and you get multiple reports and this guy says I did terrible but three guys did good, you start to ask a couple questions and then you go, okay, what are you doing differently that he's not, and blah blah blah, and it kind of gives you a better consensus.
Yep. But when you don't get that consensus,
yeah,
it's just one report from one guy over here and one report from one guy over here.
Yep.
Very, at that point, it just is vague.
And again, it's just because we have a bunch of lightweights who don't want to go fishing in the rain. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't want to go out there in the rain or the wind with the combination of the two lately. Not fun.
You don't like that ice cold rain blowing at 35 miles an hour?
Nope.
That's not appealing to you?
Not at all. Not in the slightest.
You can prepare for it.
Yes.
Just stand in a cold water shower and every now and then have your wife dump a glass of ice water down the back of your neck.
Yeah. Or you can prepare for it by just not going out there, which is what most people opt to do.
Lightweight. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Three Sisters has got some very good trout around it, along with a few ladyfish. And then some sheep's head at the adjoining docks that are kind of behind it on Boca.
Mm-hmm.
And then over in Whidden Bay, they've been getting some small redfish, a handful of trout, a couple of ladyfish. And a guy did hook about a 4.5. Oh, pardon me, about a 4.5 sandbar.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was my best guess. The picture was a little wonky, but it looked like a sandbar. Pecs were a little big and a little farther forward.
Okay. Alrighty. The Placida area, that's the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Well, Gasparilla Pass has been far better than the actual Placida trestle, whether you're boat or land. A few sheep's head. Some mangrove snapper. Been a couple of pompano being caught both from the land and the boat around the trestle. And a handful of trout.
Okay. But the trestle itself?
Very slow. Very slow. I mean, I think you nailed it. Between the spear fishermen and the bow fishermen and just being a weird year, it's not happening the way it should.
Yep. Hope that's not permanent.
I hope not either. It's like there's been a kid coming in here every night and he really wants to catch a shark or just anything decent sized. And it's like, you know, you sometimes hesitate to explain exactly how to do it or where to do it because you know that it's going to get out there and everybody's going to come in like they're doing with the bow fishing and just decimate it.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of that stuff is unfortunately too easy to decimate.
Yes. Especially when you're talking about a spot that's good for a couple of fish every now and then.
Right.
You know. So, haven't shared them too much with that. Got him in other spots, so he actually ended up catching about a 5-foot sandbar the other night, so he's pretty darn happy.
He should be.
Yeah. I just told him that they're there, it's just a matter of putting your time in. So, 4 days in a row, he finally got one after fishing for the last 3 or 4 weeks, trying in different spots and different ways.
Let's take a look at Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
There's been a lot of sheep's head scattered underneath those docks. That's where I'm having the best sheep head reports, is all around the docks up in Lemon Bay. And that's the only report I've gotten. Nothing else.
Okay. The Anger Pier.
Few sheep's head, and that's it. That's all you get.
All you get. How about the offshore reports? No?
Two, maybe three. Let's see, some legal red grouper at 25 to 30 miles. I think that guy got a 31 incher or something like that, along with a couple other upper 20-inch red grouper. He caught a whole bunch of lanes, a few mangrove snapper. Another guy that was at about 15 to 18 that caught some lanes and some grunts and porgies. And then a couple guys catching sheep's head at the Novak, Trembley, and Palm Island Ferry. Other than that, let's eat. Guess that keyboard's working a little better, huh?
Sort of.
Maybe kinda.
Sort of.
It's your heavy drumming fingers that put it out of whack.
It's possible. I'm a power typer. Settle down. Okie dokie. The Venice jetties and the Venice pier.
Honestly, just only a few sheep's head there off the jetties. And then I haven't gotten any other reports.
Okay. Captiva Pass?
Nothing.
Boca Grande Pass?
Sheep's head. Few mangrove snapper.
Sheep's head where, though?
Both from the beach and guys drifting around the phosphate dock and the oil dock. And then I heard of a couple of pompano also, but it has been quiet. Well, wait a minute, the other thing is Jewfish. A couple of those shark land-based guys have been getting some Jewfish, Goliath grouper, whatever you decide to type.
I typed Goliath grouper.
I figured you would.
What's that supposed to mean?
You are a politically correct person 99% of the time.
I don't feel that I'm excessively politically correct.
Oh, yes, you are. You've got your moments.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's not a bad thing. You're still my dearest friend, so.
Okay. I'm looking around for something to hit you with just in case.
You can, if it makes you feel better.
Anybody fish the beach?
Yeah, they've been getting some whiting. A couple oddball pompano. A couple of sheep's head. That's it.
Is that mostly at Boca or?
It was Boca and Stump Pass were the two reports.
Okay. Nope. You don't want to hand me that.
Just like asking Mike to give him a look on his phone. Brilliant.
All right.
Momentary lapse of reason.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
They're catching quite a few sheep's head at Matt Lachey. And that's my only report I got down there.
From the bridge?
Yeah. Yeah, haven't heard of anyone with boat that's been fishing down there, just the bridge itself.
Well, I'm glad to hear that they're doing well with that.
Yeah. It's probably the only land-based spot I can think of where they're actually catching sheep's head at a regular pace.
Right.
Yeah.
Any reports out of Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat, Monodongo, Patricio?
No.
Big fat nothing.
Big fat nothing.
Jug Creek Shoal, Boquilla?
Nothing.
Big fat nothing. Burnt Store, Two Pines.
Oh, let's see. Redfish and small snook along the bushes. And then they've also been getting a few trout down in there. And an oddball baby fish.
East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor?
Oh, let's see. East Side Keys, Pirate Harbor, trout.
Key, Back Bay Keys.
Trout out front of Pirate Harbor. A few small trout inside Pirate Harbor. There's been some redfish way back in some of those creeks, like Wine Gourd Creek, Sneaky Creek, right through that area. mostly small redfish, but an occasional like 20 to 22 incher.
Okay.
That's about it. I didn't even hear of any snook over there. I'm sure they're there, just nobody reported any.
Yeah, and just a reminder that that's the challenge we're facing here. If we're saying that there's nothing happening at your spot that you wanted to go to, for example, Jug Creek Shoal, Boquilla, don't mean there's no fish there.
Right.
It means there's no reports from there. And
right.
A challenging week to get reports, which we keep saying.
But
but what are you going to do? It's the weather. That's how it operates.
But we also got to keep saying it because, honestly, people hear it but don't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse.
Alligator Creek poachers cut in the skating rink.
Been a few small redfish up in there and some mangrove snapper.
Okay.
That's it.
Then that's all type. Ponce de Leon Park.
Well, we got nothing from there.
PGI Canals.
Well, let's see. Buck drum. They're seeing more than they're catching, but they're in there. A lot of small snook, but mostly being seen and not caught. Mangrove snapper of some decent size. I got one guy got a 13.5 incher off of his dock. And what else did I hear about? That's it.
No sheep's head?
No sheep's head that is popping into my head. I'm sure they're in there.
There's got to be some sheep's head in there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just haven't heard of any. Just, but yes, of course, they got to be in there.
Got to be.
Especially around that Colony Point area. That's where I'd be looking for them at.
The Gilchrist Pier.
I got no report.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
I got no report.
The 20-foot holes.
No reports.
The baitfish report.
And none to report.
Oh, boy. Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers,
three guys did go
lakes.
Looking for them. Whatever. Freshwater. Let's see. The bass are doing the best, especially on shiners.
Now hold on a second, though. Are these bass or are these ditch pickles?
What?
Are they bass or are they ditch pickles?
What do you consider the difference?
So, let's see. A ditch pickle. And anything under about a foot.
Okay, so it'd be a ditch pickle because most of them are that. Well, no. If you're using shiners, they're getting up to 5 pounds.
Okay.
If you're throwing soft plastics, it seems like they've been all those pound to pound and a half. You know, and then the crappie fishermen have been doing fairly well, but seems like they're doing better on bigger size fish at all the major lakes, not any local canals. The local canals have numbers, but they're smaller. They're on average 10 to 11 inches. But yeah, the shiners have definitely been the answer to getting them to cooperate.
So
size wise.
How far inland do we have to go for the bigger crappie? Do we have to go all the way to Okeechobee?
Yeah, Okeechobee, Placid, Manatee. Seems like all the bigger lakes have been doing better on better quality fish.
Trafford?
Yes. That too. Hi, Carly.
Okay. And of course, the tarpon reports, Robert.
Oh, yeah. None. None.
Yeah. That was kind of what I expected. But, you know, I have to ask just in case.
Right.
All right. And one more time, if you're disappointed with the report this week, we apologize for that. But, hey, you know what? We're reporting what we've heard. We're not reporting what we think is happening, what we guess might be happening, what was happening this time last year, what the crystal ball says is happening. These come from actual people who are out fishing on the water, and there just hasn't been a whole lot of that. So the reports are limited. Doesn't mean that there's not fish in your favorite spot. If you think they're there and would like to prove us wrong, then do this. Go catch them, and then call Robert at the shop and give him a report.
There you go.
And the number is?
941-625-3888.
And that's going to let you reach Robert and, of course, the rest of the happy, sunshiny Fish and Frank's pirate crew.
Right.
So, if you have a favorite, call and ask if they're here. Waste some of their time.
There you go. Yeah, and I don't need to know the exact bush or tree. Just tell me Lower East Side, Upper East Side.
Hey, you guys have seen how this report works, right? Yeah. So, you know.
But some people don't like to give up their spots. And it's like, I don't want to know that it's the fourth bush on the right-hand side of Muddy Bay.
Right.
I don't care.
The Placida area is good enough.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't have to tell us which trestle piling it was that you were fishing. That's not necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be exact with it was a Rapala in the red and white in this size and this skew. You know, we don't need that information.
No.
Just a general idea. That's all we're looking for. We're trying to help people go out and have a good time fishing. We don't want them to take your fish.
Right.
So.
Or walk up to you on your spot.
Right. Anything else to add to this report, Robert?
No, unfortunately. I wish I had more, but it's a pretty bleak report at best.
Well, I guess that's just the way it is. So say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.